Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the book of the law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The objective for this episode is to learn with certainty what the AVB speaks to Tommy L. Hart and what it speaks to you and all others. The AVB speaks these things to God. Psalm 77:14, it says, to God, it says to Tommy Hart, thou art the God that doest wonders. Psalm 86:10, the authority of the AVB says to Tommy Hart, that is, it says to God, thou art great and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Proverbs 2:5, the authority says to God and Tommy Hart, it says, find the knowledge of God. In Matthew 7:7, the authority continues, speaking to Tommy Hart, saying, seek and ye shall find. Ecclesiastes 1:13, the authority goes on, saying to God, that is to Tommy Hart, seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things. That is to say, seek and search out all things. Now the question is this, what is this all things? All things define God, okay? All things define God. It is said that, let's move on. It is said that reason defines man. What defines God? As I said, all things define God, and God shows all things. He reveals all things to the people. All right. John 5:39. The authority says to God, 5:39, search the scriptures. So the authority of AZB says to God, thou art God. It says to Tommy Hart, thou art God, thou art the God that doeth wonders. It says to God, find the knowledge of God. Seek and search out all things. All things define God. And Ecclesiastes 1:13 says, seek and search out all things which define God. And here we have John 5:39. To God it is said, search the scriptures. So it tells God where to seek and search out all things. Search the scriptures. All things are in the scriptures. John 16:30. In John 16:30, the authority says this to God, to Tommy Hart, thou knowest all things. Okay? God was told to seek and search out all things, and now it says to God, thou knowest all things, and the statement, thou knowest all things, is true, for Tommy Hart knows the things concerning God, the things which define God. All right? And he exercises himself in the things that define God. John 21:17. The authority says to God, Lord, thou knowest all things. First it said to God, thou knowest all things. We are certain that you know all things. And now it says, it calls God by title, it calls Tommy Hart by the title that it, the authority of the AVB, has given to Tommy Hart. It calls him Lord. Thou knowest all things, it says to him. Okay. Isaiah 57:8. In Isaiah 57:8, the authority says to God, it says to Tommy Hart, thou hast discovered thyself. In all things, Tommy Hart discovered himself. What did he discover about himself? He discovered that the Bible has named him Lord and named him God. Thou hast discovered thyself, the authority says to me. Ephesians 6:22. In Ephesians 6:22, the authority says to God, 6:22, know our affairs. Okay, so God has the responsibility of knowing someone's or some group of people's affairs. What is that someone or some group of people? It is the Gentiles. Know the affairs of the Gentiles. All right? And affairs there mean matters of business or concern, a thing to be done, any matter. Okay, what are the Gentiles to do that I'm supposed to know? Okay, the Gentiles are to abolish Christianity. One, and two, the Gentiles are to, they have the business, they have the responsibility of ceasing to teach the unsound, immoral, and substandard faith concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity. Those two things are of great concern, and those two things the Gentiles are commanded to do. They have the responsibility of giving up Christianity, doing away with Christianity, and doing away with the teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior and a living entity. All right. So, no, in the commandment, no, our affairs. I know affairs having to do with the Gentiles, affairs of which the Gentiles have the responsibility of carrying out. Also, this is great. The Gentiles have the responsibility of acknowledging God. They have the responsibility of giving in to God, submitting themselves to God, from the kings, queens, presidents, etc. They have that responsibility of submitting to God and fearing God and keeping the commandments of God. Okay? As do black people and other people, in all of which God has power over. Okay? All right, next thing. 1 Samuel 10:4. In 1 Samuel 10:4, the authority of the Word of God says to God, it says to Tommy Hart, they will salute thee. Okay? Okay, salute. They will salute thee. What says the next statement? And Acts 17:24, they will salute thee. Salute. A salute. One form of salute is a salutation. Here's the, have they saluted God in the AVB? And if so, let's take a look at it. That would be in Acts 17:23. Okay. And I need to, okay, 17:23 and 24. Here is the salutation to God, to the unknown God. He is Lord of heaven and earth. That's Acts 17:23 and 24, the salutation to the unknown God. And the message to you concerning, with regard to the unknown God, is he is Lord of heaven and earth. And who is he? Does he have a name? Yes, he has a name. He is Tommy L. Hart. All right? So I have put a name to God. I have put a body to God. I have put a face, given God a face. Okay? That's what I've done. To the unknown God, that's a salutation. So the statement, they will salute thee, is true. The salute comes in Acts 17:23 to the unknown God, the salutation to God. That is the salutation to Tommy L. Hart, for he, Tommy L. Hart, is the God which the authorized version upholds, supports, and exalts. Okay, Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. First John, Psalm 94:1. It says, to the unknown God, O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself, make thyself known. All right, and in John 7:4. It says to God, show thyself to the world. It says to Tommy Hart, show thyself to the world. And that's what I'm doing. Making known to the world that the God of the Bible has come, just as he was predicted to come. Genesis 41:40, the authority of the Word of God says to me, to Tommy Hart, it says to God, 41:40, it says, according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Who are, who is this people spoken about? It is the Gentiles. And they say to the authority of the word, says to Tommy Hart, that is, it says to God, according to your word shall all my people be ruled. This is the law of God, people. This is the law of God. God has come. That is the message. Okay? Now, those things they be has said, and this episode is a continuation from the preceding episode. This is a part two. Okay? For the first part, go to the episode which aired on Sunday, which would have been having a date of July 29, 2012. All right. Now let's look at things the AVB speaks to you and all the other people and the servants of God. What does it say to the servants of God? What does it say to the people? What does it say to you? All right. Zechariah 8:23. Zechariah 8:23, the word of God says to all of the people, and when I say people here, the servants of God, the Gentiles, are included. Okay? That's Zechariah 8:23. It says to you all, God is with you. That statement is now true. God is with you, the people, here on the earth. God is with you. Wonderful news. Great news. Old prophecies now have come to pass. It was prophesied that God will come. I am here. It prophesied that God is with you. I am with you. Meaning, I am here on the earth, dwelling among men, dwelling among people. Prophecy, fulfillment. Prophecy plus fulfillment equals completion, okay? Prophecy by itself is incomplete. There must be a fulfillment of prophecy in order to attain completion, a state of completion. All right? God is with you. Luke 10:35 says to you, the people, take care of him. Okay? God is with you. Take care of him. Commandment. Take care of him. Do the things for God that you should. Okay? And take care of me, just what it says. I read in the last or the preceding episode, give to God. Give to God. Okay? And that means money. That means whatever God needs or whatever his needs are, give to him. Take care of him. This is the law of God. Right? This is the law concerning the people, the servants of God, and God. The people, the servants of God, have the responsibility of taking care of God. Just like the nations would take care and do take care of their presidents, their queens, their kings, etc., the governments of the nations, the governments of the Gentiles, have the responsibility of taking care of God. they have the responsibility of taking care of God in Tommy Lorenzo Hart. Okay. I have to speak with clarity, clearness. Okay. I have to speak with definiteness. Right? I interpret Scripture, interpret Scripture. That's God's duty. That's my work, to interpret Scripture. But notice these statements. They are easy to understand. Very easy to understand. Very easy to understand. And for the most part, I'm just reading. I may comment here, you know, here and there. But for the most part, these statements are understandable, okay, in and of themselves. Okay, next thing. All right. God is with you all. God, you have the responsibility of taking care of God. Now, 1 Corinthians 3:11. And that should have been 1 Corinthians 2:11. I'll have to make this change on my page here in the description of this broadcast. I have to make a change. It is 1 Corinthians 2:11, which says, no man knoweth the things of God. The way the statement is written, it reads thusly. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Now, that's out of order. The words are out of order, so I have to put them in order. This is one of those disordered statements, okay? The words are disordered. It should read, no man. No man is a nickname for God. Remember that. I've told you before, no man knows the things belonging to God. No man knows the things of God. Things do not know anything. You know, a thing like a table, a thing. Okay? The things that belong to God. Okay? It should be, like I said, no man knows the things belonging to God. And that being interpreted, Tommy L. Hart knows the things belonging to and concerning God. 1 John 3:20. Okay, 1 John 3:20. And these are things that the authority of the Word of God is saying to you, the people, servants of God included. First John 3:20. Let me turn to it. 1 John 3:20 says this to you, the people. God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Okay? Essentially, it says this. God knoweth all things. I spoke about all things earlier. All things define God. All things belonging to God. All things concerning God. God knoweth all things. God was told in his portion to seek and search out all things. I have done that. Right? Then it said to God, Lord, thou knowest all things. Now it says to it tells you all, it tells you that God knoweth all things. God in Tommy L. Hart knoweth all things. Tommy L. Hart knows all things. Okay. And all things defy God. All things here does not mean everything. Okay? All things are the things concerning God. What the statement said, no man knows the things concerning God. The Lord God knows the things concerning God. Okay? Tommy Hart knows the things concerning God. Right? So 1 John 3:20 says to you, God knows all things. Job 37:7. The authority of the word of God says to you in Job 37:7. Let's see if that's correct. 37:7. All men shall know his works. Okay. Yeah. 37:7. Job. All men may know his work. Now, in legal terminology, may, M-A-Y, means shall. Okay. All men shall know his work. That's for you, the people. You have the responsibility of knowing the works of God. And where are God's works? What are his works? His works are found in Lawmaster's archive. Okay? This right here is a work of God. Right? My appearing on this program and speaking, teaching on this program, that's a work of God. You have the responsibility of knowing the information that I give you. You have the responsibility, the burden of knowing that which God teaches. All men shall know his work. First Samuel 2:3. First Samuel 2:3. For the Lord is a God of knowledge. That's what I do. I give knowledge concerning God and concerning you, the people, and the servants of God, etc. I give knowledge. The Lord is a God of knowledge. Of there means having. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God having knowledge. Okay? Knowledge of the Word of God. What was God told in his portion? He was told to find the knowledge of God. Seek and search out all things. And now it says to you, the people, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of knowledge, a God having knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. 2 Timothy 2:7. You are told by the authority of the word of God, the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Now this is very clear. God had the responsibility of seeking and searching out all things, finding all things. God knows all things. And you were told, you have the responsibility of knowing his works. And now you are told, the Lord gives the understanding in all things. God knows all things, and he gives you, the people, understanding with respect to all things. The Lord gives the understanding in or concerning all things. And what is all things? What is this all things? All things define God. God gives you the God show you according to the scriptures, the authority of the scriptures, that he is God. Okay? That's simply what it means. All right? The Lord God reveals himself just as he was commanded to in the statement, show thyself, and the other statement, show thyself to the world, make himself known. Okay? Proverbs 2:6. The Lord is a God of knowledge. He's a God having knowledge. The Lord will give you understanding in all things. God knows all things. And here it says, the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord gives you understanding. The Bible tells you that the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Out of the mouth of God comes understanding of things relevant and pertinent to the issue of God. And God tells the people these things. He gives the people understanding, and you have the responsibility of receiving this understanding that comes from God. All men shall know his work. All right. Hebrews 8:11 and Jeremiah 31:34. First I go to Hebrews 8:11. And we see what the Word of God has to tell you there. It tells you in Hebrews 8:11, know the Lord. All men shall know his work. Now it says to you in the commandment, know the Lord. Know him. How do you know him? Do you know him by listening to him and receiving understanding in things pertaining to God? Know. Know the Lord. For all shall know me from the least to the greatest. And the next part of that is in Jeremiah 31:34. Jeremiah 31:34 says this to you. Know the Lord. Know the Lord. Just as you were told in Hebrews. Know the Lord. For they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them. Saith the Lord. I just said that. Okay. I just said that. And the scripture tells you that it is the Lord who is saying that, saith the Lord. I just said it. The Lord just said it in your hearing. Okay? So, those are things, and we went through them quite rapidly. There's time left over. You should not have to wonder what the Bible says to you. You should not have to wonder what's your relationship to God or what that relationship should be. Okay. For the Gentiles, I turn to Revelation. Revelation 22, verse 3. Speaks this with regard to the servants of God, the Gentiles, who operate now under the alias white people. It says to the servants of God, about the servants of God, it says, his servants shall serve him. Okay. And if anybody wants to know what serve means, look it up in a good dictionary. Do the duties of a servant. Do the duties of a servant. That's one of the definitions. Serve him. They are to attend to God. Attend to him. If I can turn to that without any problems, I'll read the statement. Okay, let's see here. Okay, yeah. Ye shall attend upon the Lord. Ye shall attend the Lord without distraction. This is to the servants of God. This is to the Gentiles. Now, that does not relieve black people of serving the Lord. No, not at all. Not at all. The Lord is the black people's God. The Lord is the Gentiles' master, Lord. Okay? attend upon the Lord, attend to the Lord without distraction. To the servants and to the people, I say, attend the Lord without distraction. Okay? And the scripture wants you to know, it says to you, let him, let God do what he will. He sinneth not. God does not sin. Okay? God cannot be charged with sin. Right? And that's why it's important for the authorities to know who God is and all the people. God is the head. God is the head. God is in charge. He is to be in charge. Now, the people can, either the people obey Scripture or they disobey and rebel against Scripture. Okay? I'm letting you know the way things should be according to the authority of the Word of God. All right. But let me move on and follow my outline. Hosea 12:6. You know what you should do because I've told you. The Gentiles know what they should do. I have told them. And I have shown you in the scriptures, from the scriptures. I want to read this statement first in Romans. In Romans chapter 1, the Bible says that you are without excuse. You are the people, the servants of God, are without excuse. Because in Romans 1:19, that which may be known of God is manifest in the works of God. The way it reads is manifest in them. In what them? In the works of God. That which may be known of God, in Tommy L. Hart, is manifest. It's clear in the works of God. It's clear in Lawmaster's archives. That which may be known concerning or about God. Why? Because I teach it. Okay? I teach it. So then, you are without excuse. Are you in the right? If you are in the right, then your relationship with me in the capacity of God is according to the scriptures and according to the law of God. You should be in communication with God. You should fear God and keep his commandments. I showed that Sunday, the past in the preceding broadcast. You have the responsibility of fearing God, respecting God for who he is and the position he has, respecting God and keeping the commandments of God. That which may be known concerning God is manifest in Lawmaster's archives. I give clarity to Scripture. I've told you, the Bible has fill-in-the-blank statements. It has fill-in-the-blank statements. I fill the blanks in. Because as I told you before, to read the statement or hear the statement, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. That doesn't give you any knowledge concerning God. You still don't know who God is. You just read words on a page. But I come and I say, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is God. Then you know who God is. I presented you with that statement the last time. the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He is the God, and it says it twice, the Lord, and I fill in the blank, Tommy L. Hart. He is the God. Now you have knowledge of God. Just as it says here in Romans 1:19, that which may be known concerning God, God teaches it. It's in his archives. This program right here is going to go into the archives, Lawmaster's archives. All right? It's a work of God, and it will go into Lawmaster's archives. That which may be known concerning God and about God is manifested in the works of God, for God hath showed it to them. I have shown and I continue to show you the things concerning God and you, the people, the servants of God, so that you know well what should be the relationship existing between you and God, Tommy L. Hart. Were you happy not knowing who God was? When you pray, you don't know what you're praying to. Were you happy? You talk about God, but you really didn't know who he was or what he was. You may have thought he was a spirit. And I've shown clearly that God in the Bible, the real God, is not a spirit. Although, in the book of John, it is written, God is a spirit. But I've told you that that is a true or false statement. The statement is false. God is not a spirit. God is a human being. A spirit cannot do the things that the Bible says God will do, and it cannot obey the commandments with evidence that are in the Bible having to do with God. Right, so I'm not going to go into that again. But let's move on. You know your place. You know the relationship you should have with the living God. That's why the Bible speaks about the living God, someone you can see, someone you can hear with your natural ear, see with your natural physical eye. Okay. Now, Hosea 12:6, what should you do if you've not done these things? Here is what you should do. Hosea 12:6. I'm turning. Hosea 12:6. Therefore, turn thou to thy God. Turn to God. If you haven't done it, turn to God. Simple commandment. Easy to do. When you turn to God, it will be evident in your actions. Evident in what you do. Whether you have turned to the living God or not. Turn thou to thy God. Tommy Lorenzo Hart is your God according to the authority of the Bible. He is your God. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Who is the Lord? Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. Know ye that Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, he is the God. Know ye that Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. Turn to God. And wait on thy God continually. Didn't we read that just a few minutes ago? When it said, attend to God, attend to the Lord without distraction. When it said, his servants shall serve him. Here it is again, concerning the people. Wait on thy God continually. Wait on means to serve. Serve thy God continually. God's people should serve him. God's servants should serve him. All men should serve God. All men should fear God. All men shall know the works of God. That's the law of God. Turn to God. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. As I've told you before, to have faith in God is to trust God. And to trust God is to obey God. Turn to God. Trust him. Obey him. Have faith in God. Let me read it this way for clarity purposes. Turn to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, don't. It didn't tell you to turn to a spirit. The Bible speaks about the living God. Let me turn to that right quickly. He is the living God. Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah 10. The book of Jeremiah 10:10. But the Lord, what is written is this right here. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. But we need a name. We need a face. We need a body. We need a person, an individual. We need a personality. Now, we read it with understanding. But the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is the true God. He, Tommy L. Hart, is the living God. When the Bible says you have, and when the law says you have no excuse, it means just that. Because I give understanding. I teach with definiteness. Okay? I teach clearly, precisely. When the Bible says you are without excuse, it means just that. And it's right. You are without excuse. Don't look at what the other person is doing or is not doing. What are you supposed to do? The question is, are you in the right? Okay? And you need to answer that out loud. Say, I am in the right, or either acknowledge you are being in the wrong. And if you are in the wrong, get in the right by obeying the teaching that comes from the living God, Tommy L. Hart. And I have to teach clearly. I have to teach precisely. I have to teach definitely, because that's my job. That's my duty. To give understanding so there can be no question as to what I am saying or what I mean. The Bible says about the living God, it says, God is not the author of confusion. Don't listen to me and say you get confused. Okay? Don't do that. My teaching does not confuse people. My teaching causes you to, my teaching takes you out of and away from your state of confusion. You're already confused. You already did not know the truth. I give you the truth of things pertaining to God and you. I give you the truth with clarity, easy to understand. And I say exactly what I mean, and I say exactly what I want you to know. Because it says the Lord gives the understanding. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. My teaching does not confuse anyone in the Bible. The law acknowledges that by, with these words. God is not the author of confusion. Turn to turn thou to God. Have faith in God, Tommy O. Hart, the living God. And let me get away from this by stating it again first. But the Lord, Tommy O. Hart, is the true God. He, Tommy O. Hart, is the living God. Living means he is physically on the earth with men. He is the living God. And not only is he the Lord and the living God, but he is an everlasting king. That's what the law says. All right? Moving on. Trust in the Lord, Tommy O. Hart. Psalm 34, that was Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord, Tommy O. Hart. Psalm 34:14. Depart from evil. And I've told you what that evil is. Christianity. Depart from Christianity. Depart from the unsound, immoral, substandard teaching concerning Jesus as Lord and Savior. Turn from those vanities to the living God. Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 1:16. Put away evil. This commandment. Put away Christianity. That is the evil. That is an evil. Put it away. Put away lying. Put away the unsound, immoral, substandard teaching concerning Jesus, Lord and Savior. Put it away. Discard those things. Abolish them. Stop doing them. Okay? Because legally, they're already abolished. The law has already abolished them and called for their abolishment. Okay. So put those things away. Cease doing evil. Stop doing evil. What? If you call yourself practicing Christianity, stop doing it. If you call yourself a follower of Jesus, stop doing it. Turn to the living God. And walk in accordance with his teaching, Tommy L. Hart, the teaching of Tommy L. Hart. Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God, Tommy L. Hart, and keep his commandments. Do you know the commandments of God in the Authorized Version Bible have been given to God and to you? You know? My commandments are the commandments that are in the Bible. Now, and the reason it says that, keep his commandments, because I may tell you to do something that is not so written in Scripture. So the Bible allows for that. It says, fear God and keep his commandments. All right. Let me read this statement in Joshua. Joshua chapter 1. Because this is relevant to what I'm saying. Joshua chapter 1. The law says to me, whosoever he be that doth, that's Joshua 1:18, whosoever he be that doth rebel against thy commandment, talking to God, talking to Tommy Hart, and will not hearken to thy words in all that thy commandest him, he shall be put to death. That's the law of God. Fear God and keep his commandments. It means just that. Fear Tommy L. Hart, for he is the God, he is the living God, and keep his commandments. All right, turn to God, have faith in God, trust God, put away the evil, cease doing evil, fear God and keep his commandments. Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm. Last statement in the book of Psalms, verse 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord is Tommy L. Hart. Praise Tommy L. Hart. Before, if you read that, you did not know who the Lord was. Whatever you thought the Lord was, that was incorrect. You now have the correct teaching on who is the Lord. You have the correct understanding of the Lord. Praise praise ye the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Revelation 19:10. Revelation 19:10, you are told this: worship God. So you are told to praise Tommy L. Hart. You are told now to worship Tommy L. Hart, for Tommy L. Hart is God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. Will you recognize that? Will you acknowledge that? Will you believe that? Will you receive that? I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible. I cannot help it that the Bible calls me God and names me God and the Lord. I can't help it that the Bible has given me those titles. Right? Praise you, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Worship God, Tommy L. Hart. Revelation 22:9. Again, last statement in the verse. You are told, worship God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, now I will give the intended, the Bible's intended understanding of 1 Thessalonians 2:14. First is Thessalonians 2:14. No, 1 Thessalonians 2:4. That should be 2 Thessalonians, and I'll make a note to make the change. 1 Thessalonians 2:4. I'm sorry. 2 Thessalonians 2:4 says this, and I will give the understanding of it. Now remember, God has been commanded to show himself, to reveal himself, to show himself, reveal himself to the world. Listen to this. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. If I show you God, I show you myself, for the Bible has declared me God. So the intended understanding of this statement, only take what I give you, okay? If I don't use a whole verse, take what I give you. Don't add to it. Don't take away. Okay? He, Tommy L. Hart, as God, being in the role of God, he, Tommy L. Hart, sitteth in the temple of God. Now, the definition of temple is this. I got it from Webster. Anything viewed as the dwelling place of God. Where do I dwell? I dwell here in this house where I live right now and where I'm teaching from right now. So that is temple in the Bible. Anything viewed as a dwelling place for God. Call a temple. It could be a tent, but if that's where God dwells, that's the temple of God. Okay? So that he, Tommy L. Hart, being in the role of God, sitteth in the temple of God, doing what? Doing what I'm doing now. Showing himself that he is God. Showing the people that he is God, showing himself to the people that he is God. Right? That's a great statement. That is a true statement, because that is exactly what I'm doing right now. Okay? That statement, just that statement, not the complete verse, okay, just what I gave you, mark that as being fulfilled. And now, 1 Samuel 3:21, this is what I have done. 1 Samuel 3:21. It's four words in this verse. Four words in 1 Samuel 3:21. The Lord revealed himself. Mark that as fulfilled. The Lord revealed himself. That is the same as saying, Tommy L. Hart,
revealed that he is God.
So that he, Tommy L. Hart, being in the role of God, sitteth in the temple or dwelling place of God, showing to the people that he himself is God. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, revealed himself. What have I revealed to you about myself? That according to the authority of the Authorized Version Bible, I, Tommy Lorenzo Hart, am the God. I am the Lord. I am the living God. I am the true God. I'll finish by reading the objective again. To learn with certainty what the AZB Authorized Version Bible speaks to Tommy L. Hart and what it speaks to you and all others. I have done that. And these two messages, this one and the one which precedes it, I've done that. I've shown with certainty what the AZB, the authority of the AZB, the authority of the Word of God speaks to me and what it speaks to you and what you are supposed to do with respect to God. Because I'm doing what I'm supposed to do with respect to you, the people, the servants of God. I show you, according to the scriptures, by the authority of the Authorized Version Bible, that I am God. Now you have the responsibility of taking care of God. You have the responsibility of attending to God without distraction. You have the responsibility of giving to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You have the responsibility of obeying the law of God. Are you in the right? I say to you, be in the right. Get in the right. When? Now. Make the decision and make the move. Get in the right, be in the right, and stay in the right. Until next time.